Times of war often bring the displacement of families simply fleeing the conflict. That was the case in this country, and one of the focal points became a place of national attention. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1864, Camp Nelson, Kentucky was a place for slaves to enlist in the Union Army and their families to come for refuge. The crowds were so large, the Union base here could not handle the masses.
This will happen on 8 separate occasions in 1864, and these are pretty horrific incidences, just known as expulsions. The worst and last one happens in November 23rd, 1864.
Steve Fan shares the story from Camp Nelson National Monument. That last expulsion drew national attention.
400 refugees are expelled from Camp Nelson. It's about 16 degrees when this happens. And a lot of these people are the wives and children of African-American soldiers. And their very own army expels them. Unfortunately, as a direct result, over 100 people die.
The story appalled Congress, the army, and the general population. The expulsion was reversed, and the army was allowed to protect all refugees. However, at war's end, there was another challenge.
The closure of Camp Nelson is pretty tragic as well, because a lot of these people who escaped slavery don't know where to go. We can't go back, you know, where we came from, obviously.
Some groups came to assist in the relocation of former slave families. A few families established a settlement here at Camp Nelson, and their descendants still live in the area. In 2018, this became a unit of the National Park Service. Although many Americans have not heard of this site, Steve hopes people will visit and learn more about this important piece of history.
You see the contested legacy of our country here. You see triumphs and tragedies, and it's a really special and powerful place to understand that.
Camp Nelson has many acres of green space, with trails, old earthworks, and reconstructed camp buildings to explore, all of which share the important story of this place during the Civil War. Traveling the countryside in Nicholasville, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.